All right, welcome back. We have a full studio here. We have Matthew Wallace, the CEO of VRSim. You've heard on the show many, many times. And Bryn Tindall, the CEO of Rebellion Group. That's the umbrella company?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about tomorrow, but like what, you know, VRSim, the summary is, I mean, you do a lot of virtual reality training so companies can teach certain skill sets and save money on teaching, but also improve outcomes. And you do it for EMTs, you do it for welding, for painting. We've been working on it for, what else we got?
So what else we got is what part of what we're going to show some of tomorrow is we're going to show you a little bit about how AI is going to impact that future and make the training more effective and even go down to the common man. We've got some really practical stuff to show.
And what's super important about this whole gathering is, you know, VRSim's in East Hartford and your business, Bryn, is in Cheshire. So it's all local. And first of all, what is Rebellion Group? What do you do?
Yeah, it's a marketing technology company. Yeah, we started about 12 years ago. It's about 85 of us. It's based in Cheshire, Connecticut. So companies will hire us to manage their brand, help them sort of grow their business. At the end of the day, it's a lead generation, lead nurturing business.
Got it. So what's going on tomorrow?
So tomorrow we have an event called Shaping CT's Future. We started this event series last year. We had five events last year. This is the first of five this year. The topic this year is AI. This for tomorrow is AI and cybersecurity.
Well, you got Jimmy Altman's going.
Yeah.
That's awesome. From Fox 61. So this is something for industry professionals who are going to be there. Talk about like who's attending, where it is, but also how if people listening are interested in what we're talking about, they can actually access it for nothing.
Yeah, if you go to shapingctsfuture.com, you can read all about it. But the event is focused on bringing practitioners and service providers, really focused on making sure that people are actually doing the business of this or there. The focus is not that you come to something like this and be sold to, but that it's high-level people. You begin to interact with them and get up to speed on all things happening in these two categories.
So when it comes to artificial intelligence, because it does really mean something different for whatever you're doing. There are business applications, consumer applications, and within those sets, there are a whole different element. So when it comes to like VRSim, you're speaking on the AI panel, right?
Sure.
So what is that going to have?
So to give the context, I think Bryn's almost underselling what he's doing here. He's creating a community of interest that's relatively unique. So there will be people from government there. There'll be people from large companies there. There'll be people from small companies, all in sort of a mosh to meet and greet and learn about what's going on. For us, we're very passionate about AI. We're involved in trying to help get through some level of AI regulation, understanding what AI will be, and that legislative thing will be very much on the agenda and being discussed, how to make things better in Connecticut for both AI, growing the people that are making AI, showing people that AI has value, and in my case, very, very much a human face. We're going to demonstrate how AI can be used by the man on the street with just a father that's in a nursing home and how to relate better to that person, and AI can help teach those people.
How?
We're going to reduce the misery of what goes on for people when they're encountering an aging parent, for example, by providing them a facsimile teacher, showing them how to talk to somebody who doesn't remember their wife's name, showing them how to reach out to those people in a way that's meaningful for the patient and for the family.
Yeah, to me, there's the education side, there's the opportunity side. We're talking with Matthew Wallace with VRSim and Bryn Tindall from the Rebellion Group. And Bryn, like, it seems like every state has a bit of an initiative. They want to be a hub. There's legislation. Let's give X amount of dollars to become a hub of AI. I don't really know what that means, but I mean, is part of that the goal to have this area be a place where there's innovation in this space?
Yeah, what I've noticed about Connecticut not being from here is, you know, I think it's 169 towns and you got 169 versions of everything, you know, and you have all these entities all clamoring for the same stuff that don't communicate and talk. I've tried with what we're doing with Shaping CT's Future to just break down the walls and get everybody in the same room. So as Matthew said, there's the Republican and there's Democratic senators that will be there tomorrow, right? There's all sides of the House, all shapes and sizes. It's apolitical, but the intent is to gather with a purpose to actually make something happen in this space.
Like what?
Well, Connecticut, the problem here in Connecticut is people are almost apologetic in many cases of being from the state right now. And that's a problem, right? If you think about trying to
attract— Because it's a wealthy state or because—
I think it's I think it's like deeply rooted in all kinds of causes, but I think what we're trying to be a part of is shaping the narrative around what it means to be here and how cool it is and how awesome stuff is happening here, right? Just like some of the other states have done. Being from Colorado, Colorado is one of those cool states. People say they're from Colorado and they have a little beat in their step. Yep. That's not what we have going on here.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to do is get people in the room and point out what is happening and begin to jumpstart conversations around, in this case, AI and cyber.
So for me, and again, like that's at a higher level for me, and like maybe some people are listening, be like, this is all Chinese to me, right? I mean that, and so I think of AI. Cybersecurity is different. I mean, like you understand the companies need to protect it. People want to protect their information. AI is being thrown around everywhere, and most of our audience is like, it's like white noise because they don't really understand how it applies to them. And Matthew, you touched on it, but for me, like I said this off mic, I have not even engaged ChatGPT to help me write a letter. To, you know, a cover letter, whatever it is. I am very hesitant to engage. And so people listening who are on a much more basic level, first of all, I want you to tell them how they can watch this. Yep. And number two, what would be a simple thing for a first step for somebody listening who really has no interest or no idea?
First, in terms of watching, we have a media partnership with Fox 61. The entire event and the associated podcast will be broadcast live on Fox 61 Plus, so you can tune into that and watch the entire event.
Is that like their TV sub channel type
thing?
It's their streaming?
It's their OTT channel. Yeah. So you can watch it there. And I would say, and Matthew, I'm going to hand this to you in a second here. This, having gone through multiple phases of first the internet and then mobile, what is happening in AI is happening at an unprecedented clip.
Even faster than
internet. What happened with the internet and what happened with mobile and so forth. This is another wave, and I'm actually been amazed at how quickly it's permeated itself into everything. You know, if you just back up 2 years ago, we were all clamoring to say we were doing AI. You almost have to be very careful how you say you're doing AI today, because the wind has already swung the other direction, especially in major corporations. If you have AI in it, it makes them nervous. And yet, everybody is trying to figure out how to leverage it to their benefit.
And see, for me, AI is a very, I describe it as a bunch of blind men trying to describe an elephant, because it's not a thing. It is a collection of technologies that manifest in all sorts of different ways.
That's not helping, Matthew.
No, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you, because it's not about how to help your kids cheat on your homework, right?
Right.
What it can be about is better diagnostics for doctors looking at radiology. That's a very known aspect of AI. It works successfully. Some of the stuff, for example, what we're trying to do is using AI. I don't care how I get there. I care about reducing the misery for people in nursing homes. I care about teaching teachers how better to de-escalate. And what AI does, because of the complexity of the model, it allows me to create simulations that right. give you a better feel.
The irony is, well, I don't know if it's ironic, but your business is the one that I actually understand how it helps. I mean, you create these training programs where it sort of choose your own ending, and there's such a facility that based on how they respond to certain prompts, they go in one direction or another in their training. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me. It also makes sense to me in a law firm that they could, you know, I know they'll make paralegals vestigial because they can do so much prep work, but, you know, at the drop of a hat. But the average person who's sitting at home, or, you know, I guess I can see that with teachers, but like, what should people who have never even engaged it from a basic level? We're going to have to put a pin on it. We're out of time. Tomorrow. And again, so you can go, you just Google Fox 61 Plus.
Yeah.
And it'll get, or you can go to the website, shapingctsfuture.com, and you have all the information on it right there on the front. We need more time. That's Dan Tapper's fault. I'm going to blame him for not blocking off two blocks.
I'm just saying, come and see. You'll see a whole flavor of things that Brent has put together. It's a great community of interest.
Brent Tindall, it's great to see you.
Thank you very much.
We went to college together. Yeah. It's great. Matthew Wallace, as always, from VRSim.